I'm asking you that have ears to hear and have the capability and the spirit to do it, to press in to this last place of dying to the flesh, says the Spirit of grace. Birth this thing, not for yourself only, but for those who are hurting, dying in this world, committing suicide and desperate, both physical suicide and emotional suicide. No answers to be found. Halecharisiti, will you love me enough to go into a place not out of desperation because things are falling apart, but rather to seek me when the sun is shining and when you have the election of choice to go in and press past the barriers, the walls of the flesh? I'm asking you to come apart. I'm asking you to go into that place and intercede for those who cannot intercede for themselves, and birth this thing. Bring it to pass so that a presence hovers over this church and over this city and over this region, and creates an atmosphere that is so conducive for salvation that people are continually, without solicitation from others, but what is on their minds and what is being amplified through the atmosphere is, what must I do to change my life? Where is the answer? What must I do to be saved? Does God have an answer for my life? And in that cry, I'll answer them, the lost, with love and atmosphere coming out of this place and houses like it and places like it and individuals that are watching these streaming services who, for the time being, their home is their church. I'll emanate from you. I'll ooze out of your particular location, says the Spirit. Oh, of God. Yes, sir. I heard that. Now is the time of pressing. Now's the time for extra. Don't believe your flesh. It will lie to you. And if you agree with it, then the two will make one. Do not agree with your flesh that you do not have the time, or the excuse that it offers that you cannot because of other things. For now is the time to push in, to press towards the mark. For the day and hour will change, and the atmosphere will come, and the sun of healing will arise with healing in his wings, and an atmosphere will change, and a breath will come over the land called revival and restoration and renewal. Yes, sir. For the pressing is now, and the extra is now. The time of commitment is now for more. For the time will come, says the Spirit of the Lord, that like my son when he was on the earth, who sought me privately, his entire life was engaged out of ministry, out of that place in his life, that in his entire life was a continual ministry, going to and fro and ministering, so much so that my word says that if all the things recorded of his ministry could have been put down in books, the one supposed that the whole world could not contain the books that would be written of his works. And the same thing will be said of you. You'll be very busy. You'll be very busy in good things. The church will be full and robust. and bustling and going here and there, and great works will be done like was recorded in the strongest time of the book of Acts. This will last to the end, and you'll cry out in your heart in desperation, longing out of that place of intimacy that was nurtured and built and grew during this time. You'll say, Lord, I'm desiring more time in you because I'm so consumed in doing your ministry. You'll weep in a wonderful way, and I'll console you that it seems as if the multiple hours and times that you would spend in birthing is not where you'll be in that time, because you'll be so inundated in a beautiful way with ministry. But what birth will also sustain? What you brought forth in birthing will sustain you in intimacy and fellowship. I'll intimately commune with you as you lay hands on the sick and raise the dead and cast out devils, and your days are filled with many works. The season will change. It will change. You'll long for the private prayer times, and that will never completely be dismissed. But mark my word, says the Spirit of grace, the season is now for pressing, because it will change into ministry. You've not seen the season of ministry yet. You cry out for great works and you cry out for revival. What you're crying out for is something you've not imagined fully. It will be very time consuming. So much so that you'll relish the days when you had the hours to spend privately. But now is the time, says the Spirit of the Lord. As the waters cover the earth, as the waters of the sea cover the earth, as my prophet said, so will it be of my presence that will cover the planet. I'll harvest 1 billion plus souls. Bring them in and get them ready to go through whatever the enemy has planned in these last days. And I'll come and I'll harvest the earth with my angels. And I'll separate the sheep from the goats. But you'll always remember these days that I asked you to press in and push past the flesh and all negotiation with the flesh. Now is the time. Now is the time, says the Spirit of the Lord.